I'm Delaney Brown, an undergraduate at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. A recent study from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg and Eckerd College found over 4 billion particles of microplastics circulating in the waters of Tampa Bay. I sat down with Kinsley McEachern, the study's lead author and recent graduate of USF St. Petersburg's Environmental Science and Policy Program, to learn more about how these plankton-sized plastics wind up in the bay and the impact they have on the marine environment.
I think that they're everywhere because we use plastic so much. Plastic production is over 300 million tons per year, and we use so much single-use plastic. And eventually, the single-use plastic just breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces, which are our microplastics, microbeads, microfibers, the fragmented pieces of larger plastics like bags and kind of containers, like single-use plastic containers and cups. Those just break down into these microplastic particles that never go away.
In the study, you found over 4 billion microplastic particles in the Tampa Bay. How does that number compare to other major waterways?
Everywhere that they're doing these studies, the researchers are finding microplastics. I think comparatively, our numbers were higher than what they found in the open ocean, but compared to other kind of industrialized bay ecosystems, we found similar concentrations. For example, a study in Brazil looking at a similar type estuary and using similar methods of collection, a plankton net and discrete sampling, found similar numbers and concentrations. But I think 4 billion is an alarming number, and it could be just a conservative estimate since we were only sampling a meter below the sea surface, so we could be missing a lot of those particles at the surface as well.
What do microplastics do to the environments they wind up in?
It causes, you know, the initial kind of habitat degradation by having plastics. That's going to kind of affect all layers of the ecosystem, but more emerging research has come about to kind of quantify the effects on wildlife. We know that plastics are full of synthetic chemicals that have harmful effects on us humans just by exposure to these chemicals. They mimic our hormones, and then they can cause reproductive harm, even cancer. You know, plastic is already full of these toxic chemicals. And then we also know that there are a lot of chemicals that are long-lasting and persistent in our environment. So when plastics kind of transfer to the environments, they absorb a lot of these chemicals onto them. It's almost like the way that oil kind of sticks to a pan when you're cooking. These other harmful chemicals in the environment stick onto plastics, introducing them to wildlife.
So is there any way to really reduce the number of microplastics in the bay, or is this an example of something that once it's there to stay?
I think that, you know, once they're there, they are there to stay. A plastic bottle that gets into the bay today will last for, you know, 400 plus years, even greater than our lifetime. So it's really hard to quantify how long plastics do persist in the environment. But what we do know is that all the plastic that's been in production and can be potentially disposed of in our marine environments will be affecting us for years to come. And so I think with that, we need to take a stand and we need to reduce single-use plastics at the source. And that means taking them out of, you know, the waste stream, taking them out of production and turning off the tap, so to speak. With any kind of ecological problem, the best thing to do is to cut it off at the source. And in terms of single-use plastics, that means stop producing single-use plastics, find alternatives, and really think about your use when you're using them, because the minutes or seconds even that you're using them have consequences for our ecosystem and wildlife that lasts a lifetime.
To learn more about the joint study and see photos of the researchers at work, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Delaney Brown.